This episode of EduTech Guys was recorded live at ISTE 2023 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thanks for listening. This episode of EduTech Guys is brought to you by Eduverse, partnering with ClassVR. The Eduverse allows your students to harness the power of the metaverse in a safe and inclusive environment. Eduverse offers a new way to learn, enabling students to collaborate in engaging virtual spaces where the impossible becomes a reality. And with ClassVR, accessing the Eduverse couldn't be simpler. All you need is a web-connected device. Students and teachers can utilize their existing devices, desktops, tablets, Chromebooks, or phones, or they can purchase award-winning ClassVR headsets for front-of-the-class teaching, school-owned or personal devices, and virtual reality kits. Get more information at eduverse.com.
Hey, welcome back to ISTE 2023 live in Philly with the EduTech guys. We've got a good friend in the seat. We're going to let him introduce himself, tell us who he is, what he does, and all that good stuff. So here we go.
Thanks, guys. My name is Chris Klein. I'm the head of education for ClassVR, Advanced Education. We're here at ISTE, love in Philly, and we're down at booth 2540. So if any of your listeners are around, make sure they come by and say hi.
Yeah. Okay, so what's new with you guys? What's the big thing at ISTE this year? You know, everybody's got a surprise.
Right.
At least something new. So.
We like to think that we're methodically surprising people. So we do it on a routine basis. So as far as big splashes, big announcements, things like that, it's really more refinement and fine-tuning what we have to better tailor to the education space. One of the things that we've been doing, as you guys are well aware, is we've been focusing a lot of our time and energy on what used to be known as Avantis World is now known as the Eduverse. So the education metaverse, and we have approximately 400 scenes that are in there spread across the four different lands, topics of lands: Trip Through Time, Super Science, Engaging Earth, and Literacy Land. One of the big things that we've been undertaking for the last several months is by the start of school, all of those will be correlated to state standards. All 50 state standards as well as Common Core. So we had the wow factor. We had the sizzle for quite some time.
Yeah.
Now we're actually making sure that we provide the steak as well. So I think that's going to help schools see even more of a benefit to being able to put this into their curriculum to justify what they have, how they're using it, why they're using it. And I think that's sort of that next level. It's the litmus test to show, yes, we are a valid educational offering, not just a fun VR choice.
Right. But you guys were always ahead of the curve.
It's
just waiting for the curve to catch up with you guys.
Exactly.
That's pretty much what it was coming down to.
Yeah.
And look where we are now. Apple's releasing things. I mean, AI is coming into play. I mean, what you guys are going to do next is just going to surprise everybody. So let's talk about getting it out into the schools and the hands. How's that going? How's it going putting it out there?
You know, it's interesting. We've been doing this, as you said. I feel like we're the old dogs in the ring, shall we say. But, you know, we've been doing this for about 7 years now.
Yeah.
And every time I think, oh, well, the wave has now come. There's another wave right behind it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm seeing every year that every time I think, okay, we've hit that saturation point, no. I'm still seeing a lot of schools that are advancing their sales numbers or advancing the amount of integration and implementation they have. It used to be if they have one 8-pack at a school, then we say, okay, that school has VR. Now, no, it's one cart of 30 or two carts of 30. Or in the case of Montgomery, talking about, they've got 82 carts going into that district.
Wow.
That's 2,500 headsets going in across 80 different schools. So that level of implementation, part of the market shift. By saying that, I don't want anyone to read that that's where we're putting all of our focus, because we still have the conversations of, hi, I'm a middle school teacher, I have a local Kiwanis Club grant, and I just want to get this trying. It just seems that even though it's a mature product at this point, it's a mature product category at this point, we're still seeing newcomers to it.
Yeah.
And the nice thing is, by us focusing on that teacher need, focusing on keeping it simple, easy. We can take everyone from the district-wide implementations all the way down to the individual classroom.
Well, and I think you hit the nail on the head in terms of scalability, right? You know, going from talking about, you know, one teacher up to a full-blown district, but keeping it easy, keeping it simple, so that no matter what the implementation is, this thing can grow to meet whatever the needs are of the district itself or the individual teacher.
Well, and another example I was talking to you guys about previously. So St. Vrain Valley School District outside of Denver. So they've been a typical large district for us, right? The district has approved that we are a type of hardware software that they can purchase. Then schools will come in a little bit at a time, and this school might buy some. The next year, a couple more schools might. And they were all in rotating cycles and things like that. The district came to us and said, okay, the district buys the software license, but what we have is we have 24 of our 52 schools that all have hardware with 24 different renewal dates. We want to clean this up. And we said, okay, let's sit down and take a look at it. We talked about sliding the calendar dates back and forth. And then we came back to him and said, why don't we do this? We know where we're going. We know the importance of the Eduverse as a product alongside ClassVR and how well they work together. Why don't we go ahead and say, as a district, we're going to put everything underneath one umbrella. And they are our first district-level implementation. Every school in the district, every teacher in the district will have access to all of the Eduverse, regardless if they already have our hardware or not. As those schools then decide they want the fully more immersive functionality, they can still buy our hardware. And they already have all the software set up for them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those that are not able to buy the hardware right now, that's fine. They can still use their Chromebooks, iPads, tablets, or whatever they want. But the curriculum, the content, that is going to remain king. And that content will be able to be used by every student, every teacher within St. Vrain Valley.
So let's talk about that content, the stake, as you were talking about.
Yeah.
Let's talk about moving forward there, the standards, what you guys are providing there. And these big numbers are going to give you the data to even push farther and faster.
Absolutely. So what we did is we were working with one of the industry leaders when it comes to content correlations, a company by the name of EdGate Services. So that's what they do. So I was just doing some quick, dirty math down in the booth, and I said, okay, so we have 400 lessons. There are 50 state standards, actually 51 of you add in Common Core. There are 12 different grades, and we're correlating across language arts, social studies, and science. So now you've got all of these matrices. When you actually spin it out and say, if I were to do fourth grade science in Louisiana for this lesson, I'm going to have one set of standards, but I'm going to have 11 more in the district because I've got 11 more grades, and so on. So it becomes really, really big. What our focus is, we have it, we're working on it, we're working through it, and now we're getting all this data. Our next big step is to figure out how can we put this into an easy user interface that actually teachers will want to use. I don't want them digging through hundreds of pages of PDFs. Mm-hmm. There needs to be a filter. There needs to be a sort. I want to find something that matches up with X. Boom, here are the 5 things that do it. Download this, and you know that you have validity in what you're teaching.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's going to be the big win right there is once you get the teachers on board, you know, 110%, it's easy.
Yeah.
And I hate to make it sound like they need easy. It's not that.
Right.
They just need to be able to deliver content quickly.
Well, and it's okay to say that it's easy because I agree. It's not that they want that, but teachers across the board, yes, we're here at ISTE. It's a technology conference. The majority of people we talk to are influencers, or they are users, or they're facilitators, or coaches, or something like that. But the majority of the teachers out there should not have to have a master's degree in ed tech just to be able to use a product.
Right.
And people forget about that. Mm-hmm. So jokingly, I always say, I don't design for the students. The students are the benefactor. The students benefit from it. The administrators are the ones that have to choose it, but the teachers are the ones that implement it, and they're the ones that are pedagogical kings and queens. Let them drive that. I just want to give them a tool that's better than a wet paper bag and a stick. Because they could teach with that if that's all they had. Mm-hmm. So why choose my product over that? It needs to be simple. Let them focus on what they do good. Let us remove as much stress and weight from their shoulders that we can.
So in that regard then, how much do the teachers themselves play into what your vision for the design slash what you are currently designing? I don't know what phase you're in right now, but so, but what part of that development aspect do the actual teachers play?
So it, I think to answer that, I'd have to say it really is in our approach of us being a platform as opposed to a curriculum product.
Sure.
If we take a look at what talented teachers are able to do with a platform like what we have, and I don't know if I mentioned this previously to you or not, but the one that immediately jumps to mind, I'm a former teacher, I'm a former technology coordinator, I was in the classroom for about 15 years, and I, at the time, cannot say that I ever had a diagnosed student with autism. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I had students that were autistic, mm-hmm. but they were not diagnosed at that time. What I know, and the only thing I know about teaching students with autism, is that everyone is at their own place on a spectrum. Mm-hmm. Everyone has their own triggers. Everything has their own soothing and calming mechanisms, right? There are teachers who understand that way better than I do. So taking a product that we've designed and looking at it and saying, okay, well, what does Class VR, what does Avantis World, what does Eduverse, what do that have to do with autistic students? Nothing directly. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have some social-emotional needs rooms. We have some, the bubble room, the soundscape room, things like that. But the simple fact that on the Class VR side, not only do we provide a lot of content to get people started, we open up the back door and let them bring in their own content.
Yeah.
So they had one student, Spalding Academy out of New Hampshire, they had one student that his soothing mechanism was they would take him out onto the playground and he would swing on a swing. And the motion of the swinging on a swing helped soothe him, get him centered, they were able to bring him back in and refocus him. What ended up happening is in February, you can't go outside because it's 10 below.
Right.
But one brave teacher's assistant took a 360 camera outside and filmed themselves swinging on the swing for 30 seconds. They brought it in because we make it easy for people to bring in their own content. They uploaded that video, put it onto a headset that sits next to the student. If the student gets triggered by anything over the course of school day, he can put that headset on, watch the video, and bring himself back down to be refocused. We did not design that. That's one of those.
That wasn't part of the game plan.
I know. That's one of those beautiful situations. But it's because we said, look, you know your students better than we do. We're just going to give you the canvas and the paint. What you make from that is up to you. We just want to support it and make it easy for you to do these great things. And I think that's really important. We got a bunch of people on the show floor at here and other trade shows. They are wire jockeys. They are developers. They know coding in and out and all that stuff. But you got to also have the integrity to remove yourself and say, I don't know how much I don't know about your student.
Yep.
And say, instead, I'm going to step back and let you, the teacher, lead the way. And the more of the companies would do that, the better off I think the industry would be.
I think... And I don't know if this has crossed your mind and or the folks that do all of the deep research for, you know, Class VR and Eduverse. But just even that one example, being able to expand on that, and I don't know what studies have already been done,
mm-hmm.
but the fact that you have this student who... We would think that it's the motion
right.
with that student, but this is virtual, and yet that student still is experiencing the same feeling, which, and I know those of us have used headsets, you know, you get that, you know, especially if you don't take too well to them where you get that little kind of seasick feeling, but still, the fact that you've got, in this case, autistic students
mm-hmm.
who respond to a very physical stimuli are getting that same response
yep.
from a non-physical stimuli. That's amazing. And
well,
who knows where that could go and what that could potentially unlock for students, adults who are, you know, wherever they happen to fall on the spectrum.
Yep. And it's not just the spectrum, because we have seen implementations. Some of these are using our product. We have seen implementations where, obviously, if you think about virtual augmented reality and you think about the medical research and things like that, there's a huge industry there, right? It's not an industry that we focus on, but because we open up that back door to let people bring in their own stuff, they can use it for whatever they want.
Sure.
But you could look at There was a school of, there's a medical school that purchased our product because they were attached to a school, to an aviation school.
Oh.
And they were using it from the medical perspective to desensitize people that were afraid of flying, because they could put them inside the cockpit of a plane, and they would, it would seem like they were flying, but they were sitting on the nice, comfortable leather chair in the middle of the office. And by doing that, they were able to get them over the hurdle there.
Yeah.
They're using it with elderly patients with dementia, and you know, taking 360 pictures of what it was like at their home. So when they put the headset on, they can recenter themselves back in another time and place than where they were. I think there's a lot of things that people are really starting to scratch the surface of, not just with VR, but in actual reality as well,
sure,
whatever that is.
Right.
But I think people are really kind of going back and saying, listen, we need to, I always jokingly said, every student should have an IEP.
Yeah.
Every person should have an IEP. And I think we're finding the ability to do that more and more, because the majority of the industry, and when it comes to VR, AR, has significantly dropped in price, and it's made it much more manageable for people to get involved with it. Yes, there are still $3,500 headsets that are out there being announced, but you know what? I applaud Apple for getting into the game, because I think that they are validating a technology that we have felt very strongly about for the last 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
So thank you, because you're basically telling us we're on the right track.
Yeah.
Now, down the road, yes, there's going to be some confusion in the industry, who goes what and which channel's going to win. Is it going to be Betamax? Is it going to be VHS? There's going to be a lot of that, but overall, I think that's good, because we need to have a standardized vernacular. We need to have a standardized set of design protocols, and that's only going to happen when you've got some big players stepping in to establish those industry standards, and then everyone's going to benefit even more, because it's not just JPEG and PNG. It's not just GLB or STL or MP4. It's going to be opened up, because it has to be opened up. FireWire, USB, all of these are because big industries came in and said, we're going to have to standardize on it. VR is going to be the same way, and I welcome that.
Well, I'm still stockpiling LaserDisc and Beanie Babies. So. So, Chris, if folks want to find out more and you know, get in touch with you guys, what's the best way to do that?
So, if you're here at the show, we'd love to see you, have you come by the booth. We're booth number 2540, as I said. Otherwise, they can go to eduverse.com and get a free trial to see what it's like to be in this metaverse for education. Or they can go to classvr.com. All of our information is there, and they can reach out to us. One of our sales reps would love to get on the phone, do a demo with them, and we'd love to just share what we do.
We're really excited what Eduverse has going down. Congrats.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Always good to catch up with you, man.
I love these chats. Thanks, guys.
This episode of EduTech Guys is brought to you by Eduverse, partnering with ClassVR. The Eduverse allows your students to harness the power of the metaverse in a safe and inclusive environment. Eduverse offers a new way to learn, enabling students to collaborate in engaging virtual spaces where the impossible becomes a reality. And with ClassVR, accessing the Eduverse couldn't be simpler. All you need is a web-connected device. Students and teachers can utilize their existing devices, desktops, tablets, Chromebooks, or phones, or they can purchase award-winning ClassVR headsets for front-of-the-class teaching, school-owned or personal devices, and virtual reality kits. Get more information at eduverse.com. This episode of EduTech Guys was recorded live at ISTE 2023 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thanks for listening.